Grace to you from God our Father, the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all tribulation, so that someday we might be able to comfort others with that same comfort. Peace to you in God's Son, Jesus Christ, who wipes away every tear from our eyes as he shepherds us to eternal rest and will, on the last day, raise up all and give to all who believe eternal life. Amen. Dear Don, Chris, and Cynthia, family and friends of Louise, if there was a hall of fame for Sunday school teachers, I think Louise would be in it. The many years she put in serving the church as a Sunday school teacher, we saw constant creativity and crafts, questions and concepts, unforgettable. I know my kids would come home from Sunday school and they would remember every story. They would almost always remember the story that Louise would teach them. While I was looking through the Sunday school files, I found a card that she had written out. It gave step-by-step instructions for Sunday school lessons. I'd like to share it with you. Number one is opening prayer, include Jesus' death. Missing students, thanks for the church, the Bible. Have a Bible, spelling all true stories. Best book in the world, church is the best place. The story, Jesus, spelling, books on the Bible story, identify figures on the cover. Tell the story. Remember the story. Questions. Do all activities and crafts, and close with a prayer together. Dear God, thank you for everything. Amen. Louise always taught with a definite purpose in mind, and that was to give the kids God's very best. The best he had in store. So she would say, the Bible is the best book, and church is the best place. It's no wonder that her favorite Bible passage was Romans 8:28. All things work together for good, for God's very best. He takes our worst and he turns it into his best. In other words, no matter what we see with our eyes, feel with our emotions, suffer in our body, God gives us his very best. He works it all for his good purpose. So we can have confidence even today that God has given his best for Louise and for you. And that is our comfort. We've chosen Louise's favorite Bible passage from Romans 8. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. Let us pray. Lord, comfort us in our sorrows with the promise of your word and the hope of the resurrection. Amen. But how do we really know that God has done his best? And how can we know that his best is good enough? After all, Louise still died. Was God's best unable to keep her alive? One of Louise's 7 points when teaching Sunday school was to tell the story. And that's what we're here to do today, to tell the story. But not just Louise's story, God's story. The book where that's written is the Bible, and so Louise would say the Bible is the best book in the world. The Bible is the best book because it tells the story. It tells God's story. It brings us into God's story. It tells us why Louise died. It's a familiar Sunday school lesson she taught many times. Adam and Eve, created perfect in God's image, enjoying all the perfections that he had prepared, and then Satan enters the picture and the fall, where things become corrupted and death enters the world. So as through one man, sin entered the world and death through sin, and then death spread to everyone because all have sinned. That's why Louise died, because like us all, she inherited that story. But that's not the whole story. The Bible is the best book because it reveals God's story. It invites us into it through a calling in his word. He brings us into what he has done for us in Christ Jesus. For he's not willing that any should perish, and he desires all men to be saved. And so he has given his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Moreover, whom he predestined, he also called. Whom he called, he also justified. And whom he justified, he also glorified. The way we know Louise was called, the way you know you are called, predestined, is to look to that word, to discover that story that is for all the world, and receive that calling in the baptism that saves us. This is God's very best. So we should move to point five, remember that story today. I also have another craft that Louise created, and this was for a lesson on the third commandment. Some of the kids might remember making this. It was a church, and on the back she's got a few things listed up. Church is God's house, praying, singing, reading the Bible, a big family, classes like Bible and Sunday school, praising God, and remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy. In other words, as Louise would say, church is the best place. When someone dies, people will often say things like, she'll always be with you, or she's here among us. But I like to emphasize what the Bible has shown us, that Louise is with Jesus, that Louise is not a lost spirit roaming around this world looking for a place to rest, speaking to us in our homes. She's with the Lord. And where Jesus is, we find Louise. And that's why church is the best place when we understand it in the truest sense. Not just the building, not just the name on the sign or the membership, but the gathering together of God's people in the presence of Christ. Because where Christ is, there you can remember Louise in the greatest way. Because God is not a lost spirit that floats around this world looking for someone to conjure him up in their emotions or in nature. No. He's to be found someplace specific where he's promised to be found, and that is in the gathering together of his people and the hearing of his word, giving his own son for you in the waters of baptism and in bread and wine. When you come to the Lord's Supper, Don, you're coming to the place where Louise is with Jesus, and that is a great comfort to us. For whom he has predestined, chosen, called, justified, he's also glorified. And the church is God's house. The place where he's to be found, praying, singing, reading, praising, and yes, one big family. One part of Louise's Sunday school lesson that we couldn't leave out today is her emphasis on Jesus. It was in her very first point, her prayer to include Jesus. She would say the Bible is the best book, church is the best place, but she would always want the kids to know that Jesus is the best and only Savior. God has given his best. We might see how Louise has given her best I've heard stories about how busy she was, always doing things, helping people, whether it was with Don at home or in the community with the historical society and the city, or in the church with Sunday school and VBS crafts. She was always giving her best. But we should remember that even Louise's best isn't enough. Even she wasn't perfect. No matter how hard we work or how much we do for the church or the community, for our spouse, for others, it's never enough to take away our sins. And that's why today is not about celebrating Louise's best, but God's best. And he's done his best. 100% in almighty mercy, he's offered up his very best, his own son, sacrificed for your sins and for hers, so that our best might be found in him. So that he could justify, that is, declare us forgiven, and give to all who believe in him that glory that Christ has. He has given Jesus and raised him from the dead so that we could see what God's best looks like. Jesus is the best and only Savior. And now we can see what God's best looks like. It looks like Jesus. Jesus not suffering and dying only, but Jesus risen into everlasting glory. That's what God's best looks like, and that's what God has worked together for good for Louise and for all who believe in him, the very best outcome of it all, for whom he foreknew, he predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. What God did for Jesus, God is going to do for all who believe. He has chosen Louise to be conformed to the image of his son. In other words, she is with Jesus and will be just like Jesus in the resurrection. I've heard several people say you just couldn't keep her down, that she was always going, and even when I visited her in the hospital last year, she was ready to get out of that bed at any moment. They had to practically tie her down. So I think when she went into the hospital this last week, we kind of all thought she would just get up. She would just recover like she always has. Nothing would keep her down, but she was finally kept down. But we know that all things work together for good. And what that means is, no matter how sad or ugly that might seem, we know that on the last day, God's going to work it for good. He is going to get her up, not because of her resiliency, not because she's got a VBS craft coming up she needs to get ready, but because of his promise, whom he has called, he has justified, he has glorified. And this means God is giving his very best, a hope and a promise that the best is yet to come. On the last day, he will raise up her body and glorify it so that there'll be no more sickness, no more weakness, no more hospital visits, no more low blood pressure, no more death. The same Jesus will raise her up, and nothing will separate her from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. And nothing will separate you, Don, from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. No matter how much you loved your wife, God loves you even more. And it's even stronger than the love you have for Louise. So whatever lay ahead, he's going to protect you, take care of you, keep you company, and bring you to the same goal. His very best for you, to raise you up and join you together with all the saints in a new creation and the hope of being with our God in eternity. Louise has received the best outcome, and so will all who believe in Jesus. It really ends with a thank you prayer. Point number 7 on the card was a thank you prayer. How she would close every Sunday school lesson. Dear God, thank you for everything. Louise wanted the kids to remember that no matter what event, what time, what situation, Thanksgiving is always appropriate, even today, even in Louise's death, even in the sadness and the challenges that lie ahead for every one of us, even in the unexpected nature of the things that happen in this world, we can say, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. God has done his very best for Louise, and he will do his very best for you. And so I pray that you would all join Louise with that last point in the Sunday school lesson to say, thank you, God, for everything. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We'll continue with the singing of our next hymn, Rock of Ages.